Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Walk in here again this morning, Kristen's still talking about how nervous she is to be on this freaking panel at this radio convention.
Talking about it now isn't helping, so can we just like pretend it's not happening?
See, it's the moderator of this thing that has made you nervous, because they usually send you the questions in advance, so you at least have some idea. So if you weren't listening yesterday, all of us are attending this radio convention over the next couple of days to learn radio. So Kristen is sitting on a panel, which is a huge honor, as we said. I'm hosting one of these things also, and Kristen's got herself all over. Are you like this every year, sitting on one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, which is why I don't like doing that.
It's okay, Kristen. We're just going to picture you naked. It should make you feel better.
Perfect.
There you go.
I love that. Just make sure you picture me naked and tan, because I got a spray tan.
I had an initiation practical joke planned yesterday that I ran by Kristen and poo-pooed it. Not, she didn't poo-poo. We poo-pooed it together.
No, you poo-pooed it.
Yeah.
I would have poo-pooed it had I gotten a hold of you sooner.
I think that men handle practical jokes maybe better than women as a general rule, and I'm not sure how it was going to be taken, so I pulled out of it. But if it were Tommy in his first year, I would have done it.
Uh-huh.
So if we're going down to this convention, it's the first convention that all of us with Abby are going to be going to together.
Is this your first morning show boot camp, Abby?
Yeah, I've never been to one before. I'm really excited.
So spent a couple of extra bucks, and I wanted us to feel great, so we're all flying down there first class, right?
Wait, we are?
I noticed that.
You didn't notice that?
No. I literally checked in last night at the dinner table, and I go, oh, effing sweet. And my daughter goes, Mama, you can't say that word. And I was like, oh, you're so right. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Oh, we're going big, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so especially because this is your first one, Abby. We got to sit first class, right?
Never sat first class either. This is great.
So I look at the ticket yesterday, and then I hit my assistant who booked all the tickets, and I'm like, hey, we're all sitting first class, right? Because if we weren't, then I literally was going to tell her, like, move my seat. I can't be the only one in first class. Like, get me to the back of the plane.
That would be hilarious, you getting off first and every single person on the show walking by you being like,
mm-hmm. Waving at you.
Right. So she says, no, everybody is. And I'm like, okay, great. And then I had the idea. I said, wouldn't it be funny for content purposes if we sent Abby to the back of the plane? So she wrote me back and said, LOL, I can still move her. Oh. And I thought that would be pretty damn funny. But my funny and reality are two different things, so I had to run it by Kristen last night.
So here's like a true pull back the curtain, right? So we've come a long way, because normally Bert would have just done it. But now he wants a filter, so he hits me up.
And I also know that you tend to overthink, and I didn't want... Well, I'll tell you why I didn't do it in a second.
So at 4:46 p.m., Bert hits me up. I have a funny idea I want to run by you. And I saw it, but I'm like, I'm going to give him a beat to think about it. So I waited, and then I hit him back up at 6:41, and I'm like, hit me, exclamation. And then he goes, never mind, was funny at the time.
Well, then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, I'm not exactly sure what Abby's mentality will be on here if we all sit first class and she gets to the gate. We all sit on the flight. I actually thought it was really funny. There we are sitting in our seats and you have to pass us to go all the way. And I wanted to make sure you were all the way in the back of the plane. Wow. Also. And I'm not sure if you're going to take it like, oh my God, this guy hates me. Why is he doing this? When really it was going to be like an initiation joke. So I decided I'm just not going to do it.
What would have been even better? We had a guest on the show. His name is Jackson Kim. And we made a joke. Abby thought that Jackson was his replacement. If you had gotten him a first class ticket...
Oh my God, it's so funny. That would have been funny.
Now it's so funny you say that.
Let me read the text exchange.
Great minds.
He goes, never mind, was funny at the time. We all got first class tickets to Dallas. I was going to have Amy put Abby in the back of the plane for content. I responded, you'd make that poor girl lose her mind. And he said, well, I didn't say we'd fill her seat with Jackson Kim. I will say, I would have gotten to the back of the plane and assumed it was like a Delta mistake instead of a y'all mistake. I would have been like, there's no way they would have put me in the back of the plane in the middle seat. Oh, he was gone.
Oh, no, I would have blamed it fully on Delta. You know, this is really, I mean, let me try to get something done.
That would have been hilarious.
It's going to be interesting to see this convention through your eyes, because I think when we started way back in the day, there was that excitement, and mm-hmm. I hope we can provide that for you also, because it really is a great learning experience. You meet a whole bunch of people in this industry, and for as large as it is, it's really small also. So you'll make mm-hmm. a whole bunch of great connections. You'll break off into groups at the bar and stuff like that, and maybe even meet people in radio that you've been listening to for years, and it's just kind of like, wow, I can't believe that these are my contemporaries.
I know, I'm excited because there are people that I intern with that now host their own morning shows in different cities, and I know that they're going, but they're kind of that relationship where I couldn't just be like reaching out and be like, hey, how are you? How's your day? So I'm excited to reconnect with them and see how they're doing.
It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, I'm pumped, sure. And thank you for keeping me in first class.
The Burt Show.